Joe, that's been a terrific 2 days for the team and for you personally.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. My horse was jumping great, even a little bit too good in the beginning of the round, but he settled down again after fence four and he jumped brilliant. Really, really shame for Ben. He didn't deserve that. He rode a fantastic round, and these things happen in the sport sometimes, but definitely didn't deserve that.
But for you, after that, and then Jessica obviously had a more difficult round, were you feeling under any pressure coming in?
I was more relaxed today than yesterday, actually. I don't know why. Probably shouldn't have been, but I was. I think I saw the horses jumping yesterday and they're all jumping good. So.
And obviously now, tomorrow, that's when we really it comes to a head. But the feeling in the camp must be really positive that you may be getting a medal, but more importantly, that Olympic qualification.
Yeah. Obviously, each day as it comes, you know, we're not thinking about anything. You know, obviously, with success here comes the Olympic qualification. So one job at a time, really.
And for you, just your horse and the way you're getting used to it, I mean, just relishing it and the way you're performing personally, how much are you taking your own personal satisfaction?
Well, again, it's each day at a time. You know, this sport, one day you're hero, one day you're back on the floor again. So it's every day at a time. I'm not trying to keep my feet on the floor and just get the job done, you know. First, I'll start to enjoy it after Sunday's gone, been and gone, really, I think. That's the answer to that. Not just enjoying it yet.
You're enjoying the Arkenix bit, the crowd and riding here, because this is the heartbeat of the sport,
this
almost.
This is the most amazing show in the world, you know. Of course, I'm enjoying being here in the public and the atmosphere, and it's a bonus that everything's going so well, but you know, we've got a job to do as well, and we have to keep thinking about the job at hand.
A grounded Yorkshireman.
Something like that, yeah.